Now Trevor leaned back in his chair. The ceiling above him was cracked and peeling, in need of a fresh coat of enamel. A couple of days ago, that might have worried him. Now he knew it would never get painted, not if they expected him to foot the bill. He'd walk out of the place one day very soon, once Wes and Chap here had finished with the brethren. He'd spend a day or two boxing up his files, and he'd give away his outdated and unused law books. And when all the loose ends were covered, he, L. Trevor Carson, attorney and counselor at law, would walk out of the office and never look back. What a glorious day that would be. Chap interrupted the brief daydream with a sack of tacos and soft drinks. Lunch had not been discussed among the three, but Trevor had already been checking his watch in anticipation of another long meal at Pete's. He grudgingly took a taco and seethed for a moment. He needed a drink.
"I think it's a good idea to lay off the booze during lunch," Chap said.
"Do as you please," Trevor said.
"I was talking to you," Chap said. "At least for the next 30 days. You need to be sober and alert."
"Why exactly?"
"Because our client wants you that way, and he's paying you $1 million.
If the money had set him free, these two were beginning to choke him. They had now spent 24 hours together, and they showed no signs of leaving. In fact, the opposite was happening. They were moving in. Chap left early to collect the mail. There were 4 letters for Ricky waiting in the Neptune Beach post office, and 2 for Percy in Atlantic Beach. The letters were taken to the rental, where they were quickly opened and copied, then put back together. The copies were read and analyzed by agents anxious to have something to do. Klockner read them too. Of the 6, they'd seen 5 of the names before. All were lonely, middle-aged men trying to muster the nerve to take the next step with Ricky. The day's mail was summarized in 2 pages, then given to an agent who took off to Langley. DeVille had it in hand by 7 p.m.